Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Art of Seduction, warm, wonderful poetry compelling you to the edge of your seat, sultry, seductive, and scintillating ink to make you shiver, to make you sigh. I am Pam Ray, and with me as always is my co-host Naomi Sarah. Naomi and I are poets on a website called All Poetry with a group of poets called Late Night Poets. You don't have to belong to the group or the website to call in, to share, to listen, and or enjoy, but it is highly recommended. Tonight is our central poetry night. If you find that is not your cup of tea, please check out our other shows. We have 1 to 2 shows per night on a variety of styles of topics and poetry, something to suit everybody's taste. Also, make sure that when you get a chance to check out the poetry anthology by Late Night Poets, because when you purchase those, you not only get amazing poetry, you help support these radio shows. And hello, Naomi. How's it going?
You don't be better. Hello, Pam. Yeah, it's going great.
Wonderful.
I'm excited for tonight.
Yes, me too. Me too. We ran a contest with the artwork of Chris Guest, who does some really wonderful sensual artwork that has just bold use of color. It's both fun and sexy at the same time. Plenty of tattoos, masks, and lollipops, and all kinds of fun stuff.
Yeah, mixing the cherries, yes. The strawberries, and the you have a whole delicious dish. Oh, for sure. Awesome, awesome prop.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Yes, I saw his artwork and I was just drawn to it. And the intro song, I don't usually go with punk rock for The Art of Seduction, but there was something about this artwork that just spoke to me on the whole vibe of the early 1980s punk scene. And when I came across
the
sure. Yeah, and that, you know, and a couple of the prompts have a woman in like a Catwoman mask, and mm-hmm. So when I came across this song called Catwoman by Shakespeare's Sister, which was a punk rock band, I thought, you know what, this just fits. I gave it a listen. I thought, you know what, the vibe just totally fits with the artwork. I'm digging it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Great choice. I loved it.
But, yeah. Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad. But I'm looking forward to tonight's poetry, wonderful, seductive poetry. Looking forward to delving in and just having fun and discussing it. But before we move on to that, I'd like to welcome Lauren to the show. Hello, Lauren. How's it going?
Pretty good, Pam. Good evening. Good evening, Naomi. How is everyone?
Doing great.
That's good. Sounds like we have a very active board. Selena is holding down her conversational end, sending it to new heights.
Yes. I think we have. It's always good to see Selena on the board hanging out. And good to have you calling in, Lauren. So, yeah, we don't have a whole lot of rights tonight, but I think we have just the right amount. And if nothing else, we'll send people to go run and grab something extra as we get towards the end of the show. So, but I think we have a just right amount, and I'm looking forward to it. So, yes, Lauren is our brave Wednesday night man.
Yeah, indeed. Hats off.
Willing to
die.
It's like laying cat for a cat.
So true. All right. So what do we got first, Naomi?
Well, I have a write-up for Laurent to read by Papa Mama Jama. So Laurent, lend us your sexy voice.
This is called Reading Anais Lin, or Anais Lin. Not sure how that's pronounced. Reading Anais Lin in bed. Quickly, she strides. Sorry, I'm going to begin again. Reading Anais Lin in bed. Quickly, she straightens her back like a cat and eye him as if caught in the act of the taboo thought stream, folding the book, creasing the page, placing it on her nightstand, petting the cover with index and middle finger, sitting like a gilded bird, transfixed by the suit he wears. She covers him with attention. He slides his jacket on the hanger, loosens tie and unbuttons shirt. She tells him in an even tone to kick it all off. He speaks of taking a shower. He speaks of licking and clean, and slides off the baby blue silk sheets, shedding white cotton, smooth as a cue ball below her black rose tattoo, pulsing the scent of sandalwood and honeysuckle. Flesh and blood lovingly gives and takes a rhythmic whirlwind flesh dance. End poem.
Wonderful read there, Lauren, and just a beautiful sensual rite by Papa Mama Jama. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, this was a, you know, amazing rite by Papa Mama Jama. And, you know, Anais Nien, which is a French, Franco-American writer, French writer. And she wrote, you know, she wrote erotic books, of course. And Delta de Venus, I don't know, or incest. She wrote a book on incest. But the Delta de Venus, one of her books. And, yeah, so she wrote very, you know, hot, erotic books. So, yeah, you can get the, he sets the mood right away, you know. She's reading Anais Nin in bed, and then, you know, an eye him as he, if caught in the act of a taboo, through thought stream, folding the book, creasing the pages, placing it on her nightstand, petting the cover with index and middle finger. You know, it just sets the mood for everything else that comes. I thought it was just a wonderful, intelligently written, very, very sensual write here by Papa Mama Jama. You know, I just love his writing. So just wonderful write to that art. My gracious, I'm going to get it out. Wonderfully done, Papa Mama Jama, indeed.
Absolutely. Great comment, Naomi. And yes, you're right. It is intelligent sensuality. And the part with the petting the cover with the index and middle finger really does set the tone without the need for a lot of conversation between the woman and the man. So great observation. And Laurent, you did a wonderful read of that. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I love the narrative give and take in this. The descriptive sensuality with powerful indications of pleasure, minus the sordid details, which I think works really well here. She covers him with attention. He slides his jacket on the hanger, loosens tie and unbuttons shirt. She tells him in an even tone to take it all off. He speaks of taking a shower. He speaks of licking them clean. I love that response, all response between the two. I love the poem.
It is. It is absolutely beautiful. Wonderful comment there. I would like to welcome Weaver to the show. Welcome, Kate. Glad you could join us. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful.
Hi,
thank
Kate.
You. Hello, my darling. I couldn't keep away.
Hey, Katie.
Hello, how you doing?
Good, good.
Good, good. I don't want to
interrupt
people.
Did you get a chance, Kate, to read Papa Mama Jama's poem, reading Anais Nin?
No, I'm sorry, I didn't. I was busy trying to get the blasted thing to log in, so unfortunately I missed it, and I didn't miss it. It's my luck.
Oh, no worries. I'll catch you on the next one. Yeah, this has beautiful imagery to it. You know, it's skillfully done, wonderful sensuality. As Laurent mentioned, it has the give and take, the back and forth that is so creatively done. And I do like how he sets the scene up with the folding the book, creasing the pages, placing it on her nightstand, petting the cover with index and middle finger. She makes it very clear that what she wants And I love the imagery in the end line, pulsing the scent of sandalwood and honeysuckle, flesh and blood lovingly gives and takes in a rhythmic whirlwind flesh dance. That is just stunning sensuality, beautifully written and very well done. And Naomi, what do you got for us next?
Okay, well, next we have a write-up from Julie Buck, if it didn't get buried. I'll post it again. I think it might have got buried there. Kate, if you want to go ahead and give that a read for us, my dear.
Of course, happy to. That's if everything works as it should. Oh, yes, here we are. I know color. I like it. Right, here we go. I know color and how to part my lips just so. I know letting go does not come with a map. Having had too many men and not enough love, each left a piece of themselves etched onto my body. I find that arouses me in a vile kind of way. Getting inside my head while he falls next to me on the sweaty bed. Was it not good for you? Having you is easy. Now I will make you want me. And I can do that using only my eyes. Lay there like a good boy. Lap up your bowl of warm milk again and again. Because, darling, I'm just about to add the honey and the sigh. Then the real sweetness will begin. And, baby, I never lie. End poem.
Wonderful, wonderful read there, Kate. And what an absolutely wonderful essential write by Julie. And Laurent, let's start with your thoughts.
Yeah, sure. This poem does something very, very wise. It arouses without intimate details that would only get in the way of the implied sexuality. And implied sexuality creates in the reader's mind a diversity of imagery that works for everyone because everyone has their own visions. I appreciated the single voice offering directions. Lay there like a good boy. Lap up your bowl of warm milk again and again because, darling, I'm just about to add the honey and it's high. And the real sweetness will begin. Baby, I never lie. Actually, quite delightful.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. I like that. Great comment. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, well, you know, I found this very, you know, sensual all the way through, you know, down to the honey and the sigh. And then real sweetness will begin, and baby, I never lie. But, you know, having had too many men and not enough love, each left a piece of themselves etched onto my body, I find that arouses me. I know about that. Oh, boy, oh, my gracious, okay, won't get into details. But, yeah, you know, not knowing enough love, you know, having too many men but not enough love, that really, you know, I really related to that sentence, to that line there. I thought this was so, so awesome. The way she went from I know color and how to part my lips, just so I know letting go does not come with a map. And then she went from that. This is just a brilliant, brilliant write by Julie Buck here. You know, just amazing. And, you know, I know color relates to the prompt too, because, you know, there's those tattoos, the color and the tattoos, but also, you know, the color that's floating around in the background of Chris Guest's artwork there. So, you know, I thought that was a wonderful path to go down, you know, in respect with the art here. Very well done, Julie Buck, indeed.
Oh, absolutely. Great observations there. And Kate, you did a wonderful read of that. Your thoughts?
Well, it was actually very easy because it was such a beautiful piece of poetry to read. I am getting very fond of Julie Buck's work. I think it's pretty good. And this one was no exception. Oh, so, I mean, just, I don't know how you can say elegant when you have lines like having had too many men and not enough love. But it was, to me, elegant. Not overt, not in any way crass. Just telling you exactly how she felt and exactly how she was going to feel, which I thought was absolutely wonderful. So, well done, Julie. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Yes, I'm a big fan of Julie's work, too. I like how with this one she provides the sensuality, but in a way that's raw and real and relatable to many, as Naomi says in the lines of, you know, having had too many men and not enough love, each left a piece of themselves etched onto my body. I find that arouses me in a vile kind of way. That really adds an emotive and dark sensuality to the right. I really also like the sassy attitude that comes through it in lay there like a good boy, lap up your bowl of warm milk again and again. You know, wonderful, wonderful lines filled with sass and sensuality, beautifully written and very well done. And what do you have for us next, Naomi?
Next, I have the, we'll have a couple of, a nice big lollipop. So we'll have Stellina's write up, and I do believe we have a sound. Do we have a sound card for that? I think so.
Yes, we do. Yes. Let Me Lick Your Lollipop, Adult Humor by Stellina. And we do have a sound card for that. So here we go.
About.
Oh my goodness, great, great reading right there. What the hell is wrong with me? Stellina, sorry about that. Mind blank right there, but wonderful reading right, Stellina. Thank you for the SoundCloud, it is very much appreciated. And just a friendly reminder, everyone, if you're unable to call in, the next best thing is to make a recording of your poem, because then we get to hear your poetry in your voice. And Kate, let's start with your thoughts.
if you really want to.
Yeah, I'm feeling adventurous.
You silly girl. Oh, I thought this was absolutely marvelous. I want to know where you buy your lollipops, Selena. I'll be there. Oh, so funny, so good, so raunchy. I love her voice. It's so cool. Oh, well done, darling. Well done. That is an absolute ace. And I loved it very much.
Absolutely. Great comment. And Lauren, your thoughts.
Selena arouses through the lens of a lollipop metaphor, ardently licked to the bare stick, a succulent, sensuous sucking of lime, of course. Mind out of the gutter, please. Not. My mind is squarely where you placed it, in bed.
Oh, my God. So true, so true. She does a wonderful job of leading our minds into the gutter and then pointing at us like it's our fault that it's there. You know? Great comment there, Lauren. And Naomi, your thoughts.
Oh, my gracious. This is so, you know, I read this earlier and I was like, oh, la, la. My gracious, you know, the guys are going to melt. Their lollipops are going to melt away. Oh, my. Oh, good grief. You know, she has so many good, you know, lines in here. You know, licking from bottom to top is the best, I'd say. You know, and or pop it in the side of my mouth where it lingers while I do other stuff with my fingers. So they'll last longer. I prefer them hard. Oh, my gracious. Selena, you naughty, naughty girl. This is just amazing. And, you know, the way she went, you know, all innocent at the end there. Oh, and lime is my favorite. What did you think you're talking about? Yeah, sure, Selena. No, awesome, right?
Absolutely, it sure was. Yeah, I enjoy the twist at the end, the humor. I always say that when it comes to sensuality, especially in poetry, food is fun to play with because you can use certain phrasing that has to do with, you know, oral pleasures that you can't use otherwise, and and just have fun with it. And she's really done that here. She's really, really captured the pleasure of licking a lollipop and, you know, watching it just melt in your mouth. I did have to, as I knew what was coming up, I was already, you know, laughing. But if I hadn't read this ahead of time, I would have been absolutely just shocked by the blatant sexuality of the first part. But then, you know, of course, when you get towards the end, it's that real, that humor, that twist that works so well, especially when she starts getting to, it gets a bit gooey as it shrinks in size. That zesty thing hitting my throat brings tears to my eyes. Oh, and lime is my favorite. What did you think I was talking about? Wonderful, right, Selena? Great, great takeoff of the chosen prompt and very well done. All right, and Naomi, what do you got for us next?
Oh, my gracious. I was so involved in that lollipop. I forgot to go get our next right. Oh, my gracious. Okay. Yeah, I have it. Dissy, I work so fast. I have nimble fingers. Okay, there's in. Already, see? Woohoo! Magic trick. Okay, I have one by Brandon Hall. And, okay. Lachan, would you mind if I get you to read again? Because, yeah, this is a guy's right, so. Hello, Laurent?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. Just talking to mute. Smoke and mirrors, ballerina. Red wine and sleeping pills help me get back to your arms. Deep sex and sad films help me get where I belong. Motion picture soundtrack by Radiohead. Lace lingerie and vinyl records. Calligraphy tattooed down your spine. Forgive me for the misery oozing from my eyes. Simply longing for a couple of hours of your time. Slowly caress my heart. Temptress in a satiny green dress. Cigarette smoke and perfume mingle. A beautifully noxious mess. Two fingers of single malt scotch. Sloshing in a Swarovski glass. I hand you a gin martini. A reluctant olive branch. Vapors sauntering around the rim as you do a sultry dance. Vermouth whispers on your breath, creating an intoxicating. Taking in your afterglow, you drift around the suite like a dandelion in the breeze. Distract me from the melancholy, bittersweet retreat. Kicking off your stilettos, sweat glimmering on your neck. A sticky, sweet delight, seductive in all your spite. Your wispy burgundy hair, all of you I consume. If the end of me is with you, I'll embrace impending doom. Strumming your bra strap gently, such a tantalizing melody. Ballerina of smoke and mirrors, lust adjacent to my fears. Final cigarette tilt lingering by the glowing exit sign. The dystopian evening light shining on you just right. End poem.
Great read, Laurent, and a wonderful dark sensual write by Brendan Hall, who is a new name to me. So I'm always glad to see new names. I look forward to reading more of him and hope he'll be inspired in the future to write for our shows. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Oh, indeed. You know, I was looking at that name too, Brendan Hall, and you know, and me neither. I didn't recognize the name. So, yeah, wow. You know, this is amazing. You know, he brings everything into this, all the senses, like the drink, the sound of this bra strap there. You know, you can, there's so much in this. The melancholy, such a bitter, sweet retreat. You know, the afterglow, and the scotch. Wow, the scotch. Sloshing in Swarovski glasses, and the gin martini, a reluctant olive branch. That was such a nice taste. You know, with the vapors sauntering around the rim as you do a sultry dance. Vermouth whispers on your breath, creating an intoxicating trance. This is so well done, this piece. It's so well put together. Just a wonderful, wonderful, sensual write, you know, from top to bottom. Just love this write.
Absolutely.
Smoke and mirrors. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Indeed.
And you're right. It is it does bring in all the senses. So wonderful comment there. And Weaver, your thoughts?
Oh yes, this was. I haven't heard of this chappie either, but I would like to have more of his work to read, which is there. Of course, I could, but I particularly liked "Slowly Caress My Heart," "Temptress in a Satin Evening Dress," "Cigarette Smoke and Perfume Mingle," "A Beautifully Noxious Mess." Oh, I remember those smells. Oh, fabulous! God, I miss smoking. Yes, beautiful. Just very, very sultry and sensual, and bringing in, as you say, all the senses, which is what you want. really, really good. Thank you so much for sharing that with us, Brendan. It was delightful.
Absolutely, absolutely. Wonderful comment, Kate. And Lauren, you did a great read of that. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I really appreciated the way she wrote, the way this is written. Taking in your afterglow, you drift around the sweet like a dandelion in the breeze, distract me from the melancholy. It's a bittersweet retreat. He's revisiting a woman he no longer has, I guess. Red wine and sleeping pills help me get back to your arms. Keep sex and sand films help me get where I belong. And he runs, the poet runs us, this short film, intoxicating as it is. I like the way he handles the drinks, the vapors sauntering around the rim, the vermouth whispering, the single malt scotch sloshing in the Swarovski glass. Nice alliteration, and it is a bittersweet poem. Well done.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, this is stunning sensuality, wonderful imagery and metaphors. It captures a depth of emotion and lust and a dark sensuality. And I, too, really like that part about the two fingers of single malt scotch sloshing in a Swarovski glass. Then the kicking off your stilettos, sweat glimmering on your nape, a sticky, sweet delight, seductive in all your spite. Your wispy burgundy hair, all of you I consume. If the end of me is with you, I'll embrace impending doom. Just beautiful lines throughout. Wonderful write and very well done. And all right, what do we got next, Naomi? Oh, I see we have a couple of people. Naomi, I think you're on mute. But while you're on mute, I'm going to go ahead and bring a couple of people on. I would like to welcome Frank to the show, and I would like to welcome Lou to the show. Welcome, Frank. Welcome, Lou.
Hello.
Glad to have you both here.
Hello.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Pam.
Hello.
Hi, Naomi. Hi, Frank.
Hi.
Hello there. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yep.
I can.
All right. Okay. It's good to be on.
Good to have you on, and good to have you on too, Lou.
Glad to be here.
Right.
And is anybody? I'm not sure if anybody else is on that I didn't say hi to.
Well, we have Lauren and we have Kate.
Hi, Kate.
Yeah,
hi, Lauren.
Weaver, yeah, Weaver.
Okay, so we have our next write up, Tattoos of Seduction by Betty Page. And, well, Lou, since you're our new girl gal on the show, go ahead. Give her a my dear.
Okay. Betty Page, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm ready. Tattoos of Seduction by Betty Page. Tattoos of Seduction dyed my hair jet black, crimson cherry lipstick. With tracing my pink lips, licking juicy wet, pressing my lips together, tightly glazed over, nectar's glistening, sensual, aggressive, deep, put my ass to sleep, grip handfuls, my breath busting through my lingerie, fills all over you, take me forcefully, put your hands all over me as I arch my back, bat my luscious eyelashes while my eyes are rolling back, sucking in pleasure, glazing in your eyes turned on as I watch pleased, lustfully grasping, inhaling your love, drawing all within, gets me pulsing, titillating touch, warm, strong hands caress my flesh, naked before you, grab my hips, thrust deep, throw me in every direction, conquer every hole. Fill me up, sweetie. I'm intoxicated, sweet, smitten by your love. So passionately, do things that make me crave you. Addicted, I'm high. Fell my seven seas, riding my waves, splashing around, intense to make love. Paint me with your ink. Tattoo our souls now entwined. Make me, so I'm yours. In poem. Wonderful read there, Lou. And what a beautiful, sensual, and erotic write by Betty Page. And Frank, let's start with your thoughts.
Well, first of all, that was a fantastic read there. With your read there, yeah, just gorgeous read. The poem, you know, Betty is a very, very exquisite writer when she writes sensuality. It was very erotic, very hot. Well, I almost felt that I came in at the wrong, I don't know if I can burning in a flame of inferno here, yeah, but this was just damn hot. It was good, good, good.
Oh, absolutely. Good comment, Frank. And Naomi.
Oh, boy, that was, oh, my God. Betty, I'm blushing. Oh, my goodness. That was something else. Now, that's the most sensual, right? You know, well, her rights are always sensual, but, you know, it, like, erotic. Mm. Oh, my gracious, that's the... the most, you know, erotic one I've read from Betty by far. Oh, my gracious, like the between the thrust and the filling of the hole. Oh, my gracious, you know, I was blushing here. By gracious, she really got me. That was just a fabulous, sensual write for a Wednesday night, and she sure brought on the heat for sure. Wonderful write, you know, very beautifully written, and you know that the stanza with the ships, the sails, just amazing metaphors throughout too, and so bravo, Betty.
Absolutely, great comment. And Laurent, your thoughts?
Very steamy, right? Wasn't it? There's, I think, 14 stanzas in this poem. There's only two or three of them that one might describe as erotic, and the others, by and large, sensual. So for those who would read this and say, "Ah, oh, doctor, this is a good poem," etc., no, it isn't. She uses a gentle sensuality, a somewhat stronger sensuality, and then open eroticism as a counterpoint, as a balance, which makes the whole poem, I mean, just as hot as you want it to be. This is a woman who takes love by the horns, so to speak, and wrestles it to the ground and exacts everything that she can from the act. That comes too strongly in this piece. This is very nice.
Absolutely. You're right. There is a balance created within the line. So great observation there. And Weaver, your thoughts?
Wow. This? I'm going, hello. This is step by step for a perfect evening. I have it. I'm going to write it all down so I know what to do next. So good. You know, you get ideas everywhere you can, I reckon, but that's just so good. She just excelled her. I mean, she really is the worst part. And I'm going, oh, my goodness me. That is so good, but so hot. Yes, I think she did this beautifully. I think this is wonderful. She's she knows what she's doing, and I do like that. Unashamedly sexual and unashamedly enjoying it. So, well done, and thank you for sharing.
Yep. You have the window open there, Lisa. There you go.
Oh, yeah. Most certainly is, my dear. Most certainly is. I haven't even got the safety lock on. That's how bad it's getting. Oh, my. Oh,
oh, great. And Lou, you did a wonderful read of that. Your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts were this was damn. Oh, hot. It was sensual. She starts off. You know, I could just, I had to go look at the picture she chose, and you can just see the eroticism in the face, and the lips are swelling as she's touching her tattoos, which they either could be literally or they could be the fingerprints and the hands and the kisses that he's traced all over her body. I really liked, you know, the licking, you know, you could see that because her lips are glazed in that beautiful artwork, licking juicy wet, pressing my lips together, tightly glazed over, nectars, you know, because she talks about the nectars and, you know, she's ready. She's ready to be satisfied. She's ready to be manhandled, and she wants it all of it. Ooh. Yes.
She definitely does not want any holding back. That is for sure. Great comment, Lou. And yeah, I really enjoyed this. It was beautiful sensuality, a wonderful balance of eroticism, sensuality, and even love at the end with the connection. Taint me with your ink, tattoo our souls now entwined. Mark me so I'm yours. There's a wonderful thought on the connection between body and soul. I also really like gazing in your eyes, turned on as I watch you please, lustfully gasping. Those are wonderful lines speaking on the idea of getting pleasure yourself from watching your partner be turned on. So excellent writing, very well done. And what do you have for us next, Naomi? Are you on mute, honey?
Oh, yeah, I am. Kate, the Weaver of Dreams, the SoundCloud.
All right.
Ooh.
So here we go. Let's find that. And this.
It is 6 a.m. I hear the door close as you leave me. That was another of our friends with benefits, passion-filled, frenetic frolics. I cannot move yet. My body, limp with spent desire, satiated, languid, is held fast beneath silk sheets and memories. I close my eyes and move by move, replay those hours in your arms. This was always meant to be casual, no strings, no drama. What have I done? I have fallen in love with your mind, eyes, lips. Then there's that body, tight, toned, talented. I know I have to end this, whatever it is. I can't be hurt again. I feel the tears of anguish flowing, reach for a tissue. To find a note from you, I read, my darling girl, this was meant to be casual, but it's more. I have a question to ask you tonight, love. My whole body relaxes. Now there are only tears of joy.
Hmm. Wonderful reading right there, Weaver. I am so glad that you were inspired, as beautifully written. And Lou, let's start with your thoughts.
Oh, my gosh. You know, she took this photograph into a whole, different dimension where, you know, you're having sex with somebody that you know, your friend, and, you know, and unfortunately, you know, sex with friends, you know, it always leads to something more commitment, wanting more. And I thought that she caught that so beautifully with her eyes closed, with all those lovemaking that she had with this person. And, you know, realizing, you know, accidentally all of a sudden that immediate moment where you realize and your body softens and its language, you realize you're falling in love with this person. And like she says here, I have fallen in love with your mind, eyes, lips, and of course his body. But, you know, what she ends up finding is that she doesn't want to be hurt, and probably him the same way. You know, that's why they're friends with benefits. And then to end up, they both are falling in love with each other. You know, I've never been in that situation. But I could literally see this happening. And this was, not only was it sensual, but it was loving and it was a revelation. This was gorgeous, Weaver. I really love this.
Oh, thank you so much. That's lovely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Great comment, Lou. And Lauren, your thoughts?
Yeah, Katie, you pen so well the emotion of a woman. It feels as if falling in love was something to fear because there were no reciprocal feelings. An act of sex turning into love. Joy at finding the note. Tears greeting her relief as she relaxes, stepping back from that awful precipice of emotion that means terrific peace.
Absolutely. Great comment, Lauren. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, well, I've had quite a few friends with benefits. But, you know.
Wait to see your will.
I'm not going to ask for the list there, Naomi.
In periods of my life. And, you know, one in particular that I did fall in love with. And, I really can relate to this poem of yours, Kate. And, you know, you so perfectly captured the emotion in this write. So well penned, my dear, and you know the reality of it. You know, it's so relatable. It's so real. Your writing, it's so relatable. So beautifully penned, Kate.
Thank you, my darling.
Great comment, Naomi. And Frank, your thoughts?
Well, first of all, this was a beautiful, beautiful write and a beautiful read. This is just, you know, the whole notion of what's been said already, we could talk to at length about. But I like the humanity that's spoken here, you know, using the drawback of the background of the sensuality. This is really a poem that we can relate to, even though we perhaps don't have to be, you know, have so many occasions such as this. We can relate to a situation like this of intimacy, where we don't know whether or not it progresses. And when it does, there's always an attachment of an emotions. And that's why emotions in lovemaking are always there. You know, it's just a great, great piece. Good, fantastic job, Weaver.
Thank
really
you.
Really impressed with the poem.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Wonderful comment, Frank. Yeah, I think this is a beautiful, stunning, emotive write filled with a lot of heart. I like how you have the emotion in it and you have the sensuality, especially in passion-filled, frantic frolics. I cannot move, yet my body limp with spent desire, satiated, languid. I love the word languid. It's so beautiful. And I like how you bring the heart in at the end with, my darling girl, this was meant to be casual, but more, I have a question to ask you tonight. And you really feel the connection between the two characters. Wonderful writing and very well done.
Thank you.
And you're welcome. And Naomi, what do you got for us next?
Well, I have Lorraine's read on the board. So, Lorraine, when you just go ahead and give us a read, hon.
I will. Without Molly, small details mattered. Body slouched in black motorcycle accoutrements. Very sparing. Pugnacious red hair. And I don't give a shit stare. Intricacies of ink crawled across her back, looking down the smooth pale of her arms, hands in a semicircle around a bottle of Cruzcampo, fingers acknowledging the brim of her hat. Molly was a rebel, made for dark corners, from which she exploded frequently, running monologues, gating rhyme, word vultures that can jive. Rousing the animal. Beware Molly, the angry poet. Desire Molly, who embraced her partners with enthusiasm and stamina. Kiss her and lose yourself, humbling, whirling animation that was her tongue, probing with slippery insistence. As she took her mount, purring, demanding completion. Her breasts, small and firm, danced in the rhythm of time that posed no limits on herself. Afterwards, only afterwards, was she a pale, pastel-colored flower, demure in the sweat and exhaustion of passion fulfilled. Moments of quiet contemplation, lucid snippets of metaphorical praise for her partner's effort, only once. Molly issued but a single ticket for a particular paradise. No season ticket holders. I still retain my stub, like scars from dagger nails that sting in cold weather. Life without Molly. End poem.
Wonderful read and write, Lawrence. I'm very glad that you were inspired. And Weaver, let's start with your thoughts.
This is just beautiful, and obviously such a fascinating woman. Oh, I think this is beautifully written. I really enjoyed it. I like all the different parts of Molly. She sounds like my kind of lass. In running monologues of scathing rhyme, world butchers it shucked and jived, arousing the animal. Beware Molly, the angry poet. Oh, I love that. Yes, I think this is wonderful, Laurent. Beautifully written and wonderfully read. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you, Katie. Thank you.
Great comment, Kate. And Frank, your thoughts?
Well, first of all, I'm somewhat familiar with Cruzcampo. This is a very, very... It's not only just a central poem, but it's very reverent as well. You know, the way you describe Molly, you know, in her sensuality, you know, you describe it to the T, you know, and the way your metaphors just evoke her sensuality, you know, to me, it's just mind-blowing. I like the way you describe her. You know, most people would say that, you know, she could have, you know, bigger breasts and so be it. But you describe her in a way that makes her, you know, common, but at the same time sexy. And I like the fact that you do this with this poem here. You give us every facet of her physicality, but he also gave us a facet of his personality as well. So I thought you did a fantastic job on his poem, and I thought it was exquisitely well written.
Thank you, Frank.
You're welcome.
Great, Frank. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Oh, I'm just blown away with this piece, my gracious Laurent. You know, the way you created this character so intricately and, you know, bringing up every little bit and piece of her, you know, that we just fall in love with this character here. And, you know, this, you know, you can just envision this girl here, you know, probably, you know, losing herself in each lover after lover, maybe looking for that love, but, you know, not, I don't know, not thinking she deserves that love, or, you just create all these images in your mind of Molly and what's going on in her head, and, you know, and what she's all about, and you know what's down to her core. You just make us, you know, want to know her more, and the sensuality of through it all is just so wonderfully weaved through in your wonderful metaphors, your imagery throughout. This is just amazing, amazing, amazing writing, Laurent. You know, and that last stanza, I still retain my stub, light scars from dagger nails that sting in the cold weather of life without Molly. That's just a killer end stanza right there. So just a brilliant, brilliant write. Laurent. Amazing.
Oh, merci. Merci beaucoup.
Comment, Naomi. And Lou, your thoughts?
Yeah, this was just, I love the way you read this, and I love the way you wrote this. You know, there is that, I wanted to tell something to Frank. It's not the breast size, it's the attitude. You know, and there's something about being draped in motorcycle leather, and, you know, there's this sense of animalistic cat power that I don't know how else to describe it. It's when you're just, you know, you go into a bar and you sit there, and, you know, she's picking who she wants and chooses. And I also feel usually with people who live like this, which I do know a couple of them, when they do live like this, it's because they've been hurt very badly in the past, so they don't want that connection, but they want every once in a while to be touched and to love somebody. And, you know, it's just like where you talk about the power where she where is it? Where she dances to herself, but there was something, you know, that mounting, not only of a motorcycle of her man, to have that control of that power is exhilarating. And, you know, and then you say right here when you talk about her, the moments of quiet contemplation, you know, that she has an appreciation for those that she does allow in. And I just thought this was just wonderful. And if you got, you know, because if you got the ticket, you were a lucky man, because she's picky, and as you should be.
Thanks,
thank you, Laurent. Enjoyable.
Great comment, Lou. And, yeah, I really enjoyed this. It had wonderful imagery and metaphors, just brilliant sensuality. The way you captured this character and her complicated personality and her sensuality that she offered up.
Mm-hmm.
I really like Molly was a rebel made for dark corners from which she exploded frequently in running monologues of scathing rhyme, word vultures that shucked and jibed, arousing the animal. Beware Molly, the angry poet. Desire Molly, who embraced her partners with enthusiasm and stamina. Just amazing sensual lines there, Laurent, and very well done.
Thank you very much, Kat.
And Naomi, what do you have next? Well, I'm going to guess you're on mute.
Oh, yes, I'm on mute. I have you up, Sam, because, you know, we just couldn't pass up this awesome poem that you read, that you wrote. So go ahead and give it a read.
I don't know about that.
You can do it, Sam.
But Naomi, if you could leave comments after I'm done reading, I'd appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. This is the offered nourishment of a summer night. The summer air is thick with humidity and tension, and the scent of sex lingers a stretched arm between us. You are my fantasy of erotic ink dripping down my flesh. Covered eyes heighten my senses. Your voice gives direction to where my fingers and hands should roam through hills and valleys. Your commands bring me to the edge of explosive ecstasy and make me pause before the release. There are invisible kisses of heavy breath between us, and I whimper with the ache of my need. You move closer, pressing against me, making my body aware of the swell of your strength and pride. My lips part, wanting to taste you, to feel your weight upon my tongue. You know what I want. You always know. Not yet, you whisper, as you trace my curves with a feathery touch. We both moan in mutual torment. You open me like a hungry man craving the papaya, plucking the seed within my center, calling forth the river of my salacious psalms, offering your nourishment to wet lips, eager to swallow the flow of heat that will baptize the back of my throat. The release rewards us both as you scream my name towards the ceiling fan that does nothing to cool our ardor or keep the sweat from soaking our skin. End poem.
What a... Wasn't I right to put that up on the board tonight? Like, come on, guys. You go first.
I got to say, oh, yummy cam. This was just hot. It was beautiful. It was passionate. It was animalistic. I just, that torture just before, you know, the waiting, they tell you to wait. And then it just builds up, and then that release. My lips part wanting to taste you, to feel your weight upon my tongue. You know what I want. You always know. Ugh, that was so good. We both moan in mutual torment. Ugh, who couldn't use some more torment tonight? Thank you, Pam.
Thank you.
Man,
awesome.
Hot.
Awesome comment, Louie. And Lahan, your thoughts?
I'm almost speechless here. I was literally open-mouthed as I read this particular stanza I'm going to quote. Metaphors of exquisite literary fabric, a fresh image after fresh image, crossing the stage of the theater of my mind. One in particular, you opened me like a hungry man, craving the papaya, plucking the seed within my center, pouring forth the river of my salacious psalms. And when you use the word salacious psalms, I thought it was beautifully paired, the reverence of a psalm with the sexuality expressed with the word salacious was a gorgeous counterpoint. I mean, there's several others. It just, I was open mouth. I honest to God, I sat here and I rolled my eyes. Seriously. just an absolutely great pleasure to read the craft of a real wordsmith, let alone the fact she kept me around.
Ooh. And take your thoughts, my dear.
Oh, whoa, what? Oh, so good. I mean, first of all, the offered nourishment mm-hmm. of a summer night. Well, that's my diet gone. That's it. I'll forget about that. This was just so good. You are my fantasy of erotic ink dripping down my flesh. Oh, yes. So good. I could just keep reading this one. This is excellent. Everything's been wonderful tonight. Of course they have. But this is just, it's a revelation. I enjoy the fact that you have this ability to just change and move and do something different and go back and change it and do something else. I love that. You're not one of these poets that give us the same formula all the time, which it can be done. And, you know, if you're a good writer, you can get away with it. But you change things around and take chances. And I love that. This is very good. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you, Kate.
My pleasure.
Awesome comment there, Kate. And Frank, what did you think?
Well, I'm looking, I'm under my reading fan right now, and I'm looking up and I'm thinking about what Pam is saying in this poem here, because she took it to another level tonight. She took it to another level tonight.
Mm-hmm.
This was mm-hmm. very sensual, very erotic, and I've read some of your poetry of sensuality, and you are exceptionally well writer, make that an excellent writer. When you write dark, as you write sensual, but this type of poetry in particular, it just exudes for me. I find that exuding elements of sensuality. That's, you know, the metaphors are just beautiful. You know, I don't want a papaya, but tonight I might crack one open, try one of these papayas that you talk about, because they seem very erotic as this poem. Good job there, Pat. Muy caliente. Oh, yeah. Muy caliente.
Thank you, Frank.
You're welcome.
Oh, yeah. That was one hell of a write, Pam.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So many lines in here that, you know, just, you know, Laurent recited, you know, that stanza there that is awesome. You know, but there are invisible kisses of heavy breath between us, and I whimper with the ache of my need. That's just one part. It's just one tiny bitty part. But, I mean, all through this is just amazing. It's just dripping sensuality and erotism, and, you know, it's so sexy. So bravo, Pam. I just love this write. Couldn't keep it off the board tonight. Oh, that was for sure. So, I guess I got everybody in the comment. And
yes.
So,
thank
yeah.
you. So what do we have next?
Yeah, well, we have Frank up next. So we have a SoundCloud for that one.
All right, here we go.
Suppose it racks me like a sizzling flame, igniting my passion. Dressed in sensual black, she seduces me with her round, luscious lips. her exotic eyes dare me to be naughty and inquisitive. Her flirting hips move like a femme fatale on the run. She wants to play a lustful game of cops and robbers. Tie me up tonight with just an erotic wink and whisper that arouses me. Make me beg with desire like a sinful criminal. She touches and frisks me slowly with her lawful fingers of pleasure. The lips invite me to taste the cool sip of the moisture. She feels the stiffness between my manly thighs, packing her throat. Attempting to ease the dominance of the persuasion. I need to be put in a cruise car, ride from the back seat. Her name evokes a delicious moan of my surrender. She grabs onto the tip of my Glock 19. Loaded, blowing a sexy puff, cuff me as you come. Oh, cuff me, my dear, as you come, as you come.
Wonderful read and write there, Frank. Muy caliente for sure. I really like that. And Lou, let's start with your thoughts.
Oh my goodness. I almost bursted out giggling when he read that last stanza because my face actually turned red. I wasn't expecting that last stanza. She grabs onto the tip of my Glock 19 noted, blowing a sexy puff. Cuff me as you come. Oh, God. I don't know what I was thinking about cops and robbers, but that ox actually caught me off guard. I'm grinning from ear to ear. My face is red. Besides that stanza, I really liked where you said she touches and frisks me slowly with her lawful fingers of pleasure. Oh my goodness, there's just certain stanzas in here that actually caught me off guard. If I got to say something, you got me with this one. Bang, bang.
Well, there you go. I did warn you.
Okay, back to whoever before I pass out here.
great comment, Lou. And Naomi, your thoughts.
Oh, we actually have this Quebec song, which is Bang Bang.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was Bang Bang for sure. I guess me too, the last stanza, same thing as Lou Yu. Like, I almost burst out, you know. I was like, oh, my gracious, you know, grab on to the tip of my gloss. Yeah. Blowing it. Yeah, you got,
see?
Yeah, same thing. But all the way through, just a hot right here, Frank, like you can write them. So bravo. Awesome.
Right,
awesome right.
Thank you very much. Yeah. And let's not get carried away with the Glock 19. It's only better than a BB gun, perhaps.
Why not?
Well,
I'm asking you low, Frank.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. I'm there to be
great
tonight.
Great comment, Naomi. And Warren, your thoughts?
I always thought the anchor bondage a little intimidating, especially in the S&M style, you know. But it's kind of gentle, loving bondage. I could deal with, yes. Where is that phrase? Her tempting tease is the dominance of her persuasion. I enjoyed that quite a bit. But when you have the, let's say, rightful pride of writing a stanza that reads, "She feels the stiffness between my manly thighs packing heat."
Mm-hmm.
I instantly wondered, what was the caliber of the heat he's talking about? And we get the answer. I've seen a Glock 19. I know what its size is.
That's why we got those metaphors there, Laurent.
Bless those things, eh? Metaphors.
Glock 19. You got to have it loaded there.
Yeah. How quick can you reload, though? That's the key.
Yeah, that's what I asked him.
I got to get cuffed before that, I would say.
You want that spare chamber,
practice.
You know?
Practice makes perfect.
Oh, great comment, Warren. And let's see. Have I gotten to you yet, Weaver? No, I have not. And Weaver, your thoughts?
Well, I'll be with you in a moment. Very good. This is so cool. Her flirting hips move like a femme fatale on the run. She wants to play a lustful game of cops and robbers. I love that bit, but this is my favorite. Tie me up tonight with just an erotic wink and whisper. That arouses me. Okay. Good to know. I thought it was wonderful.
Yes, good to know.
Very good to know. These things, you know, I've got them all written in a little book. You don't know what's going on here.
I've heard things about the Scottish, yes.
Oh, yeah, well, I've already told Naomi that I'm busy cutting out letters to send her a blackmail note. So just be careful.
Ooh.
That's all I'm saying. That was so much fun. This afternoon. Sorry. Let's get back to the important thing of how much you make everybody blush. Oh, I'm blushing. Lou's blushing. I don't think Naomi was blushing, but we won't ask.
She was.
I think Naomi might be on the lollipop still there.
Oh, my God. There goes the diet for everybody then. Oh, I love it. All right, I have to tell you my bestest favorite one, okay? My bestest favorite one was, she feels the stiffness. You already said this, Laurent. You beat me to it. She feels the stiffness between my manly thighs, packing heat. Wow, what has you went off half top? What has you went off half top? Oh, my goodness. Yes, thank you. I loved it. It was wonderful. Have you seen? I just got this other image in my head of you going off half cocked. Not good.
I'm assuming it's welcome heat for you tonight, there, Weaver. I'm assuming tonight it's welcome heat. There. So
I'm like a melted blob. I'll tell you, that's how warm I am.
I can say one quick thing. This was for prompt 8. This was for prompt 8. I know the picture is not here, but it was inspired by prompt 8 there.
I kind of figured.
And wonderful comments, everyone. You know, Frank, I can tell you had so much fun with this. And it is one of those rites that's just, it's fun, it's sexy. You give us a strong, dominating woman and a man who gets great pleasure from that. I, too, was smiling big with the end line. She grabs onto the tip of my Glock 19 loaded, blowing a sexy puff. Cuff me as you come. And, you know, and I also really like tie me up tonight with just an erotic wink and whisper that arouses me. Make me beg with desire like a sinful criminal. You know, I couldn't help but notice, Frank, and maybe it's just my dirty imagination, but it seems like me it seems to me that your poem has a very phallic shape to it. I'm just saying.
What particular line in particular does it stand out?
Oh, man.
Well, you've got to answer me now. Now you put the spot there. What particular line stands out there?
Yeah, but wonderful writing. Very well done. And,
oh, I appreciate that.
And Naomi, what do you got for us next?
Pam?
I wasn't expecting that fast.
Yep. I just wanted to tell you what wonderful eyesight you have.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
Next time I'll look closer.
What
can I say?
Oh my God.
Oh my God, too funny.
I'm blushing here. We have
a half hour left and more poetry to get through. So, Naomi, what do you have next?
Well, you know, I don't usually do this, but I put up my right, so I want to join in the fun, too.
There you go.
So this is, and I didn't read yet, so. This is called Cold Hard Lovin'. They're a fair, wordless, blinkered, a nighttime thing as they shifted, nodded, nothing caressed, nothing made ready. Just as she wanted it, cold and hard. Her eyes closed, her head turned away, moving under him as a sleeping girl having a dirty dream. Then, sleek as a dolphin, she would rise, leap through the ring of his leg to ride atop, striking, pinning him down like a venomous scorpion silently poking its stinger through cracked baked clay, inhaling the shadowed dark quiet of a desert night, her head thrown back to offer him her throat, the place where her rib cage softened into breast, and the spread of her hips like a bowl offering up red fruit. As his grip tightened on the backs of her thighs, she grinned and purred, dragging her nails across his torso, leaning into the ripping tidal waves, every flex of her abdomen thrusting in rhythm with his, swallowing him deeper, clenching and unclenching, siphoning ecstasy from his body into her secret flowerings until he swelled like a cathedral, breaking out into ringing, and as the hunchback in the belfry, he had jumped, swinging madly on the end of her rope. End poem.
Dang! Ooh, la la, Naomi. Oh, my goodness. Wonderful read and write there. And Lou, let's start with your thoughts.
Oh, this is sensual. It's flaming, wicking, delicious. Oh my gosh. Okay. You know, there's a lot of things that I liked about this, but I liked where you said leaning into the rippling tidal waves, every flex of her abdomen, thrusting. Oh God, that's one of my favorite words. Thrusting in rhythm with his, swallowing him deeper, clenching and kinching, siphoning ecstasy from his body into her secret flowering until he swelled like a cathedral breaking out into ringing. Oh my gosh, that was just the epic of sensuality just combusting into this fire that is just not uncontrolled, and both of the fires are moving against each other. Ugh. Delicious, Naomi. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Luyu.
Yummy. Mm-hmm.
And Frank, your thoughts?
Well, I don't know if I'm going to be swinging like the Hunchback there, the cathedral there, but certainly you got me thinking there. This poem here was erotic, it was sensual. But you know, what I do enjoy about Naomi's poetry is that her sensual poetry is that she brings a grace, you know, to a touch of grace as well, you know, to her poetry. It's very stylish as well. And I like that, you know, I like the metaphors, the way she styles, the way she just creates her metaphors and she puts them in the right place. It's creativity at its best, sensuality at its most excellent, at the most excellent form, I would say. I mean, the most, ingenious, I would say. She does a fantastic job of her poetry, and this was just, it was just flaming. It was flaming hot, but it was also very graceful in metaphors. And I have to say, the metaphors of the one that stuck up to me was, I can't even speak anymore because of this, the thrusting as well. That's one of the words there that I find myself using in this type of poetry, but I thought overall it was just a fantastic, fantastic poem.
Thank
now
you,
I'm
going
to have to think about it afterwards. It made me think now about this poem.
Great comment. And Lawrence, your thoughts?
Well, Naomi, you really brought it. This is a sensual piece, certainly. But I'm fascinated by the quality of the character development, that while creating a piece like this, you imbued it with her, you imbued her actions in a way that fits the image completely. I love the choice of image. It's the face is handsome rather than beautiful. The arms are folded into armor against the world. You have a cold face, a cold posture, a cold, hard loving. So well presented. Yeah, character development it reflects the tone of the image. Yeah, we're moving from submissive dolphin to the venomous scorpion. It's a composition in contrast that really suits the character. So I'm impressed, very impressed.
Thank you, Laurent. And Weaver, your thoughts?
Oh, very good. So good. I don't know why, but I love, and it makes me blush, and I don't know why it does, but her eyes closed, her head turned away, moving under him like a sleeping girl having a dirty dream. Well, that is a good one. I like that one a lot. You're so clever. But and then we have, sleek as a dolphin, she would rise, leap through the ring of his leg to ride atop. Ah, wonderful. Wonderful. It really is. It's really, as everybody said, it's really beautiful, as well as being sensual. And the girl's face, yes, she does look cold. You're right. So you did a beautiful job. You really did. This is just lovely. And then we have, as his grip tightened on the back of her thigh, she grinned and purred. I like that a lot. Yes. Thank you so much, Naomi. I enjoyed it. I'm glad you put it up. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Kate.
My pleasure.
I'm so glad. Great comments, everybody. I'm so glad you were inspired by the artwork, Naomi. I really like this all the way through. It's stunning imagery and metaphors, just beautiful and brilliant sensuality throughout. I like how you create that sense of movement, that sense of physical desire and hunger and the attachment between these two people. And I really like it all the way through, but especially that stanza that starts with, "Then sleek as a dolphin, she would rise, leap the ring of his legs to ride atop, striking, pinning him down like venomous scorpion, silently poking its stinger, to offer him her throat, the place where her rib cage softened into breast, and the spread of her hips like a bowl offering up red fruit." Wonderful lines all the way through, and very well done.
Thank you, Pam.
And what do you have for us next?
Oh, yes, I have After the Fire. And Frank, if you'll go ahead and give that a read for us.
Oh, bear with me. This is a poem, yeah, it's called After the Fire, Dominatrix, Officer Pain, and it goes like this. She walks a dominatrix beat, and then fall down before her feet, to beg for punishment and pain. She treats them all with pure disdain. She smirks and puts the handcuffs on, and prods them with her steel baton. She grinds her heels into their backs, but leaves them short of their climax. They call her mistress when they speak and scream in pain for her technique, and drive the hottest man so wild that he will whimper as a child. Although her 38's a toy, she knows how to deftly employ each weapon in her arsenal to keep her clients worshipful. The uniform fits nice and tight. The subs all tremble at the sight, but all will suffer, all will serve to get the pain that they deserve. A cigarette hangs from her lips, there's torment in her fingertips. She leaves her clients bruised and sore, ensuring they'll come back for more and more. In the poem there.
Great read, Frank, and what a wonderful poem by Dave, After the Fire. I really like how he captured this character. And Laurent, your thoughts?
Ben, I have to agree with you. He captured the character perfectly. We all speak about rhythm and flow and this and that, but it does. This absolutely flows due to its wonderful rhythm and immaculate rhyming. The imagery of a dominatrix is so well portrayed. You know, she walks the dominatrix beat. She smirks and puts the handcuffs on and prods them with steel batons. Just the motion that she makes is reflected in the way the sentence, the line is written. They call her mistress when they speak and scream and pay for her technique. It's a lovely writing.
Absolutely, absolutely. Great comment. And Lou, your thoughts?
I really love the way Dave wrote this. It's just smacks of dominatrix and authoritarianism. Authoritarianism, you know, I can't even...
I'm with you tonight, man.
I really love the way that he wrote this. It, you know, like Laurent brought out, the rhythm of each stanza so easily flows on to the next. And I really like the last two stanzas. Her uniform fits nice and tight. Her sons all tremble at the sight, but all will suffer, all will serve to get the pain that they deserve. A cigarette hangs from her lips. There's torment in her fingertips. She leaves her clients bruised and sore, ensuring they'll come back for more. Ah, perfection. Just perfection.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Absolutely great comment. And Weaver, your thoughts?
This is a write with an awful lot of knowledge behind it. The technique. How much research went into this, I wonder? We shall ask the questions. I hope we get the answers. I thought it was wonderful. It was just, I'm not into pain at all, but, you know, it's just
a little bit never hurts anybody.
I think the definition of pain is maybe not quite that easy. I don't like beating a dead horse.
Did you see what he answered you? He answered your question in the group,
did he?
Weaver.
Oh, I'm so busy looking at.
Yeah. he says he pleads the fifth.
Oh dear. You know, I'm going to have to try and remember that people are listening to this. I never gave it a thought. I just sorry. I keep forgetting people are listening. Yes, I thought it was. They call her mistress when they speak and scream in pain for her technique. Can drive the hardest man so wild that he will whimper as a child. Wow. Wow. I can do that without hitting anybody. But, you know, that's...
Yeah.
Yes. I thought it was wonderful. I really did. I really enjoyed it. And that picture, he just got that personality and encapsulated that so well. She looks, mm-hmm. Look at the disdain. I do like her gun. I'm very impressed by her gun. Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's lipstick. Anyway.
It's not a baby gun, for sure.
Is it? Oh, really? You wouldn't give a baby a gun. No, you wouldn't give a baby a gun.
No, it's not a baby gun.
You're talking to my deaf ear. This is the ear I don't hear so well.
It could be a squirt gun, too.
Yeah, it could be.
Oh.
Oh, my.
It depends
baby gun.
On the
oh.
Yeah, great comment, Weaver. And Frank, you did a great read of that. Your thoughts?
Yeah. Well, this is a poem that, woke me up tonight. I could, at this time of medication, all that. I begin to eat a bit. This poem in the Dominics was really, really fortunate, exceptionally well written. I like the way, this is the same problem I said before, I like the way he used the background there of dominatrix to describe it to the core, a mistress, she, when you see a woman with all due respect in uniform, just like a woman who sees a man, something about this that for me I find fascinating. And I think the whole notion here of using it in the background, and the only thing that I would definitely have to inquire would be the pain aspect of how much of that pain she's offered to give me. That's the only doubt that I'm wondering about there. But the poem itself was essentially erotic as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Great comments, everybody. Yeah, I enjoyed this one when I first couple times I read it. I enjoyed listening to it again on the show. Great rhyme and flow, clever, clever, fun sensuality all the way through. I think that if Dave did do any research for this poem, he'll be going back for more research. I have no doubt about that. You know? And, but I really like this all the way through. But especially, she smirks and puts the handcuffs on, then prods them with her steel baton. She grinds her heels into their backs, but leaves them short of their timing. Although her .38's a toy, she knows how to deftly employ each weapon in her arsenal to keep her clients worshipful. Wonderful lines and very well done. And Naomi, what do you got for us next? Are you on mute, Naomi?
Yes, I am. By Simon Guest. I have a write-up by Simon Guest. Oh, it's covered up. I'm going to have to, I'll get it there, put it in again. And Laurent, if you could give that a read for us, please.
All right. Okay, I see. My Heroine by Simon Guest. I search for you again this night. You are not there. I look down, partly in frustration, partly in sadness. You are my drug of choice, my heroine. You are on my mind every minute of every day. Your name has never left my tongue. I was your special English friend. You were my lust and desire, yet distance was our enemy. Moments snatched through minds to wander. Imagine moments where we would meet, what we would say, what we would do. My head lay within your arms while your fingers gently went through my hair. Wanton desire grew, a kiss leading to a hot pursuit. Yet realization also grew. This wasn't to be. It couldn't be. We lost touch. You had disappeared. The reality of distance and life. End poem.
Wonderful read there, Laurent, and such a beautiful sensual write by Simon Guest. And I like how this has that sense of loss and emotion and nostalgia, and yet you can feel the desire and sensuality in it. So very well done. And Weaver, your thoughts.
Hello. Sorry, I was on mute. And I'm probably just as well because I can't find it. Where's it gone? I had it a second ago.
You might have to refresh and look up a few sentences. But while you're looking for that, I can grab somebody else to comment. So,
thank you.
Lou, your thoughts.
Yeah, you know, there's, you know, I went and looked at the picture he put, and he had Catwoman, which she's one of my heroines. I love Catwoman. And, you know, this is the way he felt about her, this sensual, dangerous, powerful, enigmatic woman that, you know, that he grew to love and have a relationship with, and, you know, how they had a long-distance relationship, and they shared so much lust and desire, you know, he was bringing about, but alas, you know, sadly, they, for some reason, they drew apart, and he has not stopped missing her. You know, it's sad, and it's beautiful, and, you know, and the desire and the lust that develops in a, you know, a long-term relationship, and to never be able to touch the person that you desire the most. Beautiful poem. Beautiful read, Laura.
Absolutely. And Frank, your thoughts.
Well, that was beautiful what Lou said. This poem really just makes you think about, you know, relationships, and you know, sometimes we do meet people who are not close by, who are remotely far away, yet we connect with them but unfortunately, due to circumstances, whether they be this or that, they can never materialize in the relationship, in the spiritual aspect of the relationship. And this is a poem that really talks about the sentiments they're expressed about, you know, that certain type of relationship where you feel fulfilled, at, you know, in the beginning perhaps, but then you find yourself that fulfillment not being fulfilled in the end because the relationship is not, it doesn't fructify, say, it doesn't reach its maturity enough to form a relationship, a loving relationship. So this was just a very powerful poem, that, you know, the moral of this poem is very obvious, I would say.
Absolutely. Great comment. And Lauren, you did a wonderful read of that. Your thoughts?
Yeah, no, great read there, Lauren. I forgot to say.
Perfect. Thank you, my friend. So often we fall in love with vapors, mists, voices squeezed through lines over great distances. And we create a mental image. Sometimes we're blessed to see an actual image. And as Frank said, when you connect, there are no horizons. There's no limit to the imagination and what it spawns. And sometimes, as Yending says, the reality of distance wins and the relationship disappears, sadly. A few work. A few make contact, and if it works, it's a blessing. But it doesn't guarantee success any more or any less, I guess, than meeting someone in person and having the same results. I was so touched by it. That stanza, moments snatched, reminds to wander, imagine moments where we would be, what we would say, what we would do. It is very tender and really lies at the heart of the whole matter. What would we? And then we imagine it. And then it disappears like mists, vapors. Great piece.
Absolutely. Great comment. And Weaver, I'll catch you on the next round of commenting because I want to get one to two more poems in. And so, Naomi, what do you have for us next? Naomi?
Oh, my gracious. Oh. This is becoming a bad habit.
What's that long talk there, Naomi?
Poetic Creations up. And Kate, if you want to go ahead and give that a read for us, please.
Yes, my dear, no problem at all. But when I say no problem at all... I'm so sorry. I'll get there. It just doesn't seem to. It doesn't seem to want to appear for me. I don't know why. I'm
refreshing. You want me to read it, poem?
Yeah. Please do.
All right. Okay. This is a poem here, really quick. Here, it's called "Projections Against the Wall" by Poetic Creations, and it goes like this: Twisted kitty and an upside down sit and spin. Bare essentials break down on a hardwood floor, prowling and growling for less. Fabuloso galore. Smoldering shards of glow are left behind to grow. This tumultuous onslaught of a beginning. Bright lights drown during a midnight undertow. As this real life pin-up girl begins grinning. Mathematic lips clinch of factory sense trigger. Many frothy frocklings. Midnight mist as reactions rise over sheer. Thigh, high stoppings. She's living, this pin-up girl's living out her life, passing time by lying on my living room floor, a long lick tease, teethers of a sudden flyby, passing time by lying on my living room floor. Before she charges up and down the halls, charging, she's charging up, projecting projections against white walls, power surge, she's surging, surging waves breaking up, she begins to shock. She's breaking up, having given up on talking. Now she's cutting him off, and she's cutting out. With both boots knocking, she gets to walking. Two boots knocking, she's walking out now. Two boots are knocking. There she goes now. She's walking out now. She's walking out now in the poem.
Great read, Frank, and what a wonderful, sexy, sensual write about a strong woman by Poetic Creations. I really like how that end stanza makes me think about the song "These Boots Are Made for Walking" by Nancy Sinatra.
Yeah.
I thought that was so cool. And Weaver, your thoughts?
Oh yes, this. Thank you for that read, by the way, Frank. That really helped me. I've actually found it now.
Thank
so
you.
Cool. Yeah, I love this one. I love that she's living. This pinup girl is living out her life, passing time by lying on my living room floor. A long leg teases a sudden flyby. Passing time by lying on my living room floor. Who could ask for more than that? That's perfect. Yes, I think this is beautifully written, very clever. It sort of bounces along, which I love. There's so much energy in it. So yes, these boots are certainly made for walking. Thank you so much.
That was a great description. And yes, you're right. It does have a energy to it. And Lou, your thoughts?
Yeah, what I really liked about his poem, you know, this was excellent from the beginning to the end. It did remind me of that too. But it also reminded me that this is how some people live. She's living, this pinup girl is living out her life, passing time by lying on my living room floor, a long like a tease, teases with a sudden fly by passing time by lying on my living room floor. I know, and, you know, this is how some people live their lives and how they take care of themselves to get through life. And when she's finished, she's walking out that door.
Yep, exactly. And, Frank, you did a great read of that. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm going to agree with what I know we're running out of time. Yeah, I'm going to agree with what you said. I like the metaphors here. It's very on spot here. Sensuality has been it's been explored and expressed about the pinup girl here, or the prompt make that. I thought it was a fantastic write, and very, very creative as well. And I like the two boots walking as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, I really like how he got into so many of the senses in this. Wonderful imagery and alliteration. Magmatic lips clench, olfactory sense trigger, many frothy frolickins, midnight mist as reactions rise over sheer thigh high stockings. She's living, this pinup girl is living out her life, passing time by lying on my living room floor, a long legged teases with a sudden flyby. Great wordplay, wonderful imagery. And, you know, I like that he used the phrase pinup girl, because there is something about this artwork that has a very modern day pinup girl artwork feel to it. So I'm glad he saw that in the artwork. And I will make sure, I'm going to actually do a show of carryovers for my Break On Through show on Friday after midnight. So any carryovers we have will be put on that show. I'd like to say I really enjoyed tonight. It was great. Lots of fun. Thank you, Naomi, as always, for being a wonderful co-host. Thank you to Stelina for hanging on the board. Thank you to Kate, Frank, Lou, Lauren, to all of you for calling in. Thank you to everyone who wrote for this show, is listening now, or will be listening later. We truly appreciate you all. Make sure to keep an eye out on the topic boards and contests ran by our late night poets, hosts and hostesses, because you're sure to find something to inspire. And have a good night, everyone. See you in a half hour if you want to listen to the next show.
Hello.
Great show, Sam and Naomi. Fantastic.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Love you guys.
Take care. Love you too as well. Take care.